Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A happy hump day to you, my little buddy.
Hey, Crudy, happy hump day, happy hour to you, Evan, Fancy, Brian, our fair audience. Thank you for joining us once again. Another day in the seditious insurrection here in the United States, man. What a day.
Well, before we get to the headlines, got to ask the pressing question we all want to know. Does your birthday month begin in June? Or does it begin with your birthday on June 14th and go, you know, all the way to mid-July?
You know, it's kind of a wind up and then peak and then wind down. So, of course, at the middle of the month, the 14th yesterday, because, you know, my wife's, Stephanie's birthday is this month, your birthday is this month, you know, there's a lot of celebration going on.
Doesn't Summerfest month in Milwaukee start this month as well? Because I know you also like to celebrate that.
Yeah.
You know, you would think of it as a separate sort of a holiday, but no, you like to stretch it into one big celebratory summer, man. Do you have a good birthday?
I did. Thank you, Michael. It was a lot of fun. And thank you, everybody, for all the kind words and love on the socials. It's a lot of fun seeing pictures and notes. Good stuff.
You know, I got many of those as well. I just, you know, I thank the people back on the social medias instead of the radio show.
A lot of them are from the radio, baby.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. You know, we don't have real friends.
Well, some of us do, Mike.
Okay, you're my third best friend, man. Dominic, I want to go through a few of the headlines of the day with you. Get your opinions.
Oh, please. Yes, yes.
First and foremost, the GOP Capitol tour was for an insurrectionist bastard, you know, the day before. The Loudermilk tour that he claimed never happened. And then, like, yesterday admitted happened. Oh, just a constituent and his family. You know, they went through the Capitol, but, you know, nothing to see here.
No, first it was, it didn't happen. And then, well, it happened, but it was just a family and no red hats. And then, the word red hats. And one of the guys was taking pictures of what? Stairwells and tunnels? Because those are historic?
Well, above and beyond that, that very guy charged the Capitol the very next day and put up a videotape of him, you know, I'm coming for you, Nancy Pelosi, for you, Chuck Schumer, for you, AOC. Pull you out by the hair, you know, maybe stab them with the sharpened staff of the American flag. Because freedom, Dom.
I was a little confused on that. So the gentleman, the insurrectionist bastard who was recording on the Facebook, showed a picture and, you know, went over to his fearless leader, and that gentleman had an American flag. He's like, look at the flag I made. And he shows, what, a
sharpened tip.
Yeah, on the staff of this flag. So he's carrying around this weapon. Of course, the guy recording, oh, they're all very happy, all very impressed with that. So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. If a guy is walking around with another guys with weapons, storming, at least at this point, they haven't been in the Capitol, but certainly on the grounds, and was taking pictures of stairwells and tunnels, how is that not a recon mission? I mean, isn't that exactly what a recon mission would do? Whether or not they actually went into that building or not, that is exactly what was going down.
Well, Dominic, when you couple that with new filings in the Proud Boy case, Proud Boys in the federal courts, there were filings today. One of the defendants, apparently trying to, what, save his own ass, through counsel, filed a statement, and my understanding is Dom acknowledged that they wanted to, what, lock the Congress people in the tunnels beneath the Capitol, and they wanted to gas them there. And they called it the 1776 plan. And I would point out a couple of other Congress people, Republicans, Lauren Boebert, She famously, the day of the January 6th, during the insurrection, she was tweeting out in real time, Nancy Pelosi has left the chambers. And I believe Marjorie Taylor Greene, during the testimony, when they tried to keep her off the ballot in the state of Georgia, the testimony, oh, I never tweeted anything about 1776. Well, here's your tweet. I didn't know you meant that tweet. But she also talked about this is 1776. And I realize that most Republicans are quite unoriginal, but they're also often coordinated. So as the testimony is laid out, and there'll be more testimony, and there'll be more J6 hearings, again, tomorrow morning, going live right here on Devil Radio in the Shaw, 9 a.m. And then it's supposed to be again on Monday, and then it was supposed to culminate with the prime time on the 23rd. Now, with today's hearings not happening as planned, one must wonder if they'll push it all the way into later next week, you know, maybe right before the Democratic Party convention in La Crosse.
Well, you got to give the AV club a little more time to get their ducks in a row, apparently.
Did I mention I was spending next week in La Crosse, our old stomping grounds, college town for us? I'm going to be in La Crosse doing broadcast.
Nice.
Thursday, Friday, and special event broadcast Saturday, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin convention. I'll be there. I'll bring it back to you. Don will be doing some other party, and I suspect in Milwaukee. But anyways, Don, so we know about that. And then also on the home front, we'll get to this in a bit. On the home front here in the state of Wisconsin, good old Big Lie Gableman. Did you see what the judge was saying about Gableman today? And yes. Oh, yeah, there's some hot microphone audio that's been released, apparently. And I've also experienced this recently, Dom. Someone forgot to turn the mics off. So they caught Gableman talking to his counsel in the courtroom, absent the judge, talking real trash, some real shade being cast. And we've got that sound. We're going to bring it to our audience.
And then when his own attorney informed him that the microphone was on, Gableman dismissed it. I don't care. What I'm saying is true. Oh, I mean, what a POS. I can't wait for this thing to be done. But yes, we'll get into some detail there. Let's stick on...
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
Before we stick on anything...
All right.
There's one more intriguing headline of the day.
Oh, no.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Rebecca Clayfish. The very prim and proper, very law and order Rebecca Clayfish. And I mean, we know Joel, her husband, but Becky apparently liked to party in college. She got a underage drinking ticket in college back in 1995, and everybody knew about that. But there's some new reporting out. Apparently, she was in a police car, and they got to the police station. They opened the door, and it was, run, Becky, run! Becky made a run for it. So we will talk about not just the, you know, the underage drinking ticket, and who amongst us doesn't have one of those to their credit? But Becky got a resisting arrest charge.
Ooh.
If she'd have been, you know, a black 20-year-old.
How very Vicky McKenna of her.
So we'll come back to that. Don, what do you want to talk about? Something January 6th related, I suspect.
You know, Loudermilk. Okay, let's just talk about this.
Sure.
A lying POS. How would this guy is still in the
Congress?
Chamber? How he's still in Congress is,
not
is beyond
shackles?
Me.
Not in the yard, doing a little yard time with the boys today.
And this is how they roll, Republicans. They, you know, straight out, flat out deny. And then a little bit of truth comes out. Oh, yeah, a little bit more truth, a little bit more truth. Then you finally come to find out that is exactly what happened. He was giving recon missions. People were wearing MAGA hats. So those, you know, I don't know what to tell you folks. When Donald Trump, when you catch Donald Trump in a flat out lie, you MAGAs still believe him. You got Loudermilk here, you know, caught in a flat out lie, changing stories constantly. I mean, if this guy was under oath in front of a judge, he would be held in contempt. He should be held in contempt by Congress. So the one of the guys, apparently, that he was given a recon tour to, as Crudy mentioned, was threatening lawmakers. And AOC had a response. This is just breaking here fairly recently, so I'll jump on this right now. She's responding to the Health Select Committee of the video when man said, given a tour by Republican Rep. Barry Loudermilk, he threatened the congresswoman and other Democrats. There's no escape, Pelosi. Schumer, Nadler, we're coming for you. We're coming in like white on rice for Pelosi, for Nadler, Schumer, even you, AOC. calling the man an insurrectionist, AOC posted a tweet asking the Georgia GOP congressman who gave the tour if he'd like to comment. Her tweet, on January 5th, the Capitol was closed to the public, but surveillance video shows Rep. Loudermilk bringing in an insurrectionist who was photographing member staircases and exits. He stormed the Capitol the next day looking for us with those references. Again, the quote that I just read off. Responding to the Washington Post, Aaron Blake, Rep. Ocasio-Cortez suggested there might be more information about the man the committee says was on the January 5th tour and later threatened Democrats on January 6th. He marched to the Capitol grounds with a flagpole fashioned into a weapon, but the committee has not released further info about his other whereabouts that day, suggesting she thinks or knows they have more information about his activities. All this is in the context of Loudermilk's first denying he gave any tour and then repeatedly changed the story. CNN adds that Republicans on the committee on the House administration, which Loudermilk sits on, claims to have reviewed security footage for the days leading up to the riot and found there were no tours, no large groups, no one with mega hats. The video released on Wednesday morning appears to show that claim is false, which the January 6th committee stating its review of evidence directly contradicts that denial. Now, this is the Committee on House Administration. So who else is involved in this false story? How is it that this video released by the J6 shows exactly what the Committee on House Administration says did not happen? It's not just Loudermilk. It's anybody else on the committee who had anything to do with this, or if they were willfully blind to it, they also need to face the consequences.
Shouldn't all the co-conspirators, shouldn't they all go to jail? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Put a bow on them.
Yes.
Take them all to, you know, all to jail. But hey, be careful if you're...
If they have the proof, they should be indicted and they should face trial. I mean, you don't throw people in jail just to throw them in jail unless they're a danger to society. You can't get out on bail, whatever the case may be. But they should absolutely be in the justice system. They were involved in this. They denied that things happened. I mean, at some point, can't there be some consequence, Court? Because if not, what the hell are we doing?
I was actually going to mention the whole Becky fleeing the police thing again because I thought it was funny. More Devil's Advocates. It's a hump day. A happy one, we hope.
This was treason. This was high crimes. This was everything as bad a definition as you want to come up with. This should never be allowed to happen to our country again.
Sedition!
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy hump day to us all. Join us on the phones. Toll free. Doesn't cost you nothing. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I think I wrecked something back here, man.
What are you doing, man?
I don't know. I just touched the computer and it jumped out and grabbed me. And next thing I know, I'm no longer part of the Zoom meeting.
You're so ugly. You broke Zoom, Crudy.
Come on. I'm sexy. You know, other months of the year, you can talk trash about my lack of good looks, but it is my birthday month.
Wait, didn't we just determine yesterday that this is the exact month to actually, you know, go down that road?
Talk the most trash. You know, it's supposed to be hot and sunny. I'm going to get all tanned and look good for like 2 months a year, like I do.
Well, you get a little color, then you'll peel like a banana, and then you'll be all sensitive just in time.
Okay, likely that I will peel. But, you know, anyways, is there some politicking you want to do, Dom?
Oh, I don't know. Besides the AOC and Loudermilk, it's really hard to digest it, man. Honestly, I'm pretty mad about it. And I guess I should not be surprised that, you know, these Republican
politicians... Don't drive angry.
are that's what they do. I guess, what are you going to, what would you do? You're going to, you know, get asked one time, oh, absolutely, I totally brought some megas through, and they were taking pictures of, you know, exits and stairwells and tunnels and wearing mega hats, you know, because they were preparing for their protest slash insurrection the next day with weapons and spears affixed with the American flag. I guess I don't expect Loudermilk, or didn't expect him to say that right off the bat, but the blatant lie, I mean, to your face lie, to
was me.
People, to us, yeah, it is just, it's so supremely offensive. And it's not just, you know, were you speeding, were you drinking?
But
he
strongly denied it.
it is, you know, that he's so outraged by, you know, you woke lefty commies to, you know, possibly accuse that would do something like that. When then, of course, comes to find out that, yes, yeah, actually, you did. So that one's a little hard for me to get over, man. And perhaps it's because of this long, drawn out, you find out more. Oh, yeah, but. They have absolutely zero moral character whatsoever. You know, he's claimed to be a men and women of God and all this BS and supporting the Constitution, and this is for the American people. As mentioned, you know, if these folks had their way, apparently AOC would have all of her hair pulled out, Mike Pence would be hung, and Nancy Pelosi would be dead. And what kind of America are you looking at where that activity is allowed? When that is allowed after you lose an election, after we went through the freest and fairest and most secure election in our history, after you had 62 court cases and you lost 61 of them, and the one you won in Pennsylvania didn't change the 80,000 votes that Biden won by. All it did was not allow for any days further than the 3 established for people to come in and show their ID on their ballots. So we went through this. You went through all the process. You went through everything you could possibly do, and you lost. And it's what you're so, your white fragility is so hard to imagine that you could possibly lose, that you go and you organize an insurrection. You lie to your constituents. You lie to the American people nonstop about what your activities were. And we got to wait a year and a half for these videos to come out with the select committee. And the Capitol Police, what the hell are you talking about? This administration, a House Administration Committee, what the hell are you talking about? I mean, every one of these people needs to be drug in front of a committee under oath or something.
How about a grand jury, man? Let's skip the committee on the co-conspirators.
Let's do this.
Let's do this, people. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back.
Hey, Mark.
Thanks, guys. You know, it kind of a definition of even comfort to the insurrectionists, I mean, is what we're seeing for a lot of this stuff, including some of the people that are, you know, giving the limited information on what the Capitol Police knew or, you know, saw in those videos. That should be asked about as well. That God bless the Capitol Police that stood up to the insurrectionists on January 6th. But I mean, that what the heck administration decision is in that officialdom there is saying, well, there's nothing to see here, you know, they weren't really doing that. Well, no, they got photographs.
Right, can we see those committee minutes, Mark? You know what I mean? Was there a meeting? Was there something? I mean, how did they make that determination? Because I'm pretty sure that the J6 committee didn't have to dig that hard.
No, they didn't. I mean, and they wouldn't have been, you know, for these fools to be saying this stuff, all this didn't happen, you know, that, you know, like Loudermilk will say, well, this, see, you're accusing me of this and it didn't really happen. The J6 committee knows. They wouldn't be saying this. They wouldn't come out and say that this happened. You asked for a pardon unless you asked for a pardon. I mean, we should have a whole list of everybody who intonated they wanted a pardon, because that is indicative to me that you committed a crime.
I mean, if you're giving out pardons, I'm just going to tell you, put me down for a pardon as well, because you never can tell. You know, just one of those blanket Trump pardons.
I don't know. And you guys are both golden gods, but just keep your shirts on, please.
No promises, man. It's a birthday month, Mark.
That sounds like a challenge, Mark.
Shirts and pants optional, Mark.
I know
Thanks
you watch
call,
on Facebook,
man.
So I may I may do that the rest of the show.
We're all going to streak the quad.
We're following Becky.
Can I read a quick quote as we go to break here?
Sure,
this quote. Remember when they had the anonymous op-ed in 2018? Let me read this quickly. We believe our first duty is to this country, and the president continues to act in a manner that is detrimental to the health of our republic. That is why many Trump appointees have vowed to do what we can to preserve our democratic institutions while thwarting Mr. Trump's more misguided impulses until he is out of office. The root of the problem is the president's amorality. Anyone who works with him knows he is not moored to any discernible first principles that guide his decision-making. He has no morals. And those that would work for him, that are co-conspirators, even if the boss said, hey, I got this crazy idea, let's do it. If you said, sure, boss, let's do it. But you're breaking laws, that's still criminal. And they should all not go before the J6 and grand jury. When's it going to be Merrick Garland Day up in here? Then we're celebrating like it's a Friday. Come back, more Devil's Advocate. Still a hump day.
The guy was very, very angry and tired, and he wants to go home.
Don't drive angry. Don't drive angry.
The sea was angry that day, my friends. Like an old man trying to send back soup in a deli.
That guy.
Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Humpty Edition. We're taking your phone call soon at 844-967-2789. Don, I wanted to jump into an op-ed, and I'm going to jump down. Salon piece from the body of the work. I'm not starting at the top. I'm not going to read you all of it. But I did read you a quote from Miles Taylor. He's the guy in the 2018 New York Times op-ed, you know, the anonymous. We're the guy.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We got this. We're all good over here.
Let me jump down to the body and read a bit. In September of 2020, we learned the author of that op-ed was senior DHS employee named Miles Taylor, who finally quit the administration and more or less admitted that the grown-ups had failed. He and other horrified Trump administration alumni signed letters saying that Trump should not be reelected and made appearances on TV trying to persuade the public that the country couldn't tolerate another 4 years of him. The majority of the public agreed and Joe Biden was elected to replace him.
I mean, if you believe that.
Rigged election! The January 6th committee is now looking closely at what happened after that in the period between the election and the Capitol riot. What they have found is that the remaining protractors of the guardrails didn't do much to stop Trump from attempting to overturn the election. Their reticence to do something other than watch from the sidelines led to Trump empowering Rudy Giuliani and the rogues gallery of misfits and weirdos who helped them spread the big lie that led to the insurrection. I prefer the term coup d'etat, Dom. But let me read a little bit further. Some of the anonymous heroes even suggested in the press that Trump just needed to cry it out and then he'd bow out gracefully. The January 6th committee hearings this week revealed that within the White House during this period, they called themselves Team Normal, apparently because they knew the big lie was a big lie and they didn't go out of their way to help Trump spread it. However, some helped Trump laid the groundwork for his claims that the election was being rigged and only balked after the fact. Think Jared. That's just Crudy saying that. Think Jared. After the fact, when he insisted that it was. Some of them helped him raise hundreds of millions of dollars in the clear-cut scam, while others are even currently working for people who are running for office on the big lie platform. They all stayed mum about what Trump and his crazy accomplices were up to. It's good they're trying to tell the truth under oath to the committee, but it doesn't speak well of them that they didn't step up when it really counted. Their silence led to death and mayhem and the ongoing crisis in our democracy.
Yeah, but they cash the checks and you got to pay the mortgage, right? Crudy, I'll jump in here from Salon. The Washington Post reported some new details about one group in Team Normal who did manage to hold Trump back from doing his worst in those final days. The lawyers in the DOJ and the White House counsel's office. While Jared Kushner testified that he dismissed them as a bunch of whiners, it was their threats to quit that kept Trump from firing the acting attorney general and replacing him with an obscure toady named Jeffrey Clark, who was somehow persuaded that he could take over the DOJ and use it to help Trump overturn the election. The Post describes a meeting 2 days before the insurrection in which Trump seemed to be prepared to take that step until lawyers made it clear that if he did, he wouldn't just be firing two top lawyers in the DOJ. Nearly 50 of the top lawyers in the department would quit as well. Pat Cipollone, the White House counsel, called it a murder-suicide pact. Trump relented, and it's interesting what he allegedly said to Clark. Quote, "These guys are going to quit. Everyone else is going to resign. It's going to be a disaster. The bureaucracy will eat you alive. And no matter how much you want to get things done in the next few weeks, you won't be able to get it done, and it's not going to be worth the breakage." Not going to be worth the breakage. That's Trump's quote. Salon continues. "Considering it was coming from a man who was neck deep in fantasy, that sounds like a pretty rational assessment, doesn't it? It makes you wonder what might have happened if the whole Team Normal had come to Trump and said they were going to walk out en masse, hold a press conference, and tell the country that the election was not stolen and that Trump was lying to them. They all knew that was the truth." I don't know what Trump would have done, but in this one instance, at least, he seems to have understood that destroying his administration in order to save face wasn't worth the quote-unquote breakage. Maybe if they had the guts to confront him for once, he might have realized that it was time to throw in the towel. After all, it only would have taken two little words from Trump and the insurrection wouldn't have happened. All he needed to say was, "I concede."
He didn't concede. And
Team Normal didn't press him to do so.
Remember on yesterday's big show, I sometimes get distracted and, occasionally my short-term memory gets a little stunted, mostly through my own activities. But do you know what Scott Walker and Donald Trump have in common?
What's that?
Neither of them conceded after their last loss. Still waiting to hear the concession speech from Scott Walker after he lost to Tony Evers.
This is not normal.
Yeah, correct me if I'm wrong. 844-967-2789. Kurt from the highway. How you doing, Kurt? Welcome.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday to both of you.
Thanks, Kurt.
After listening to everything you've covered, as well as the committee has covered, I have to ask, what appears to me, at least, as the obvious questions. A lot of legal experts who have spoke about the existing evidence. I mean, Boebert's tweeting that Pelosi is leaving the chamber is basically aiding and abetting the people that are looking to kill her. Why has the FBI not arrested her? And when you look at all the other pieces of evidence, include video and audio and pictures and arrows, it gets absolutely insane. And then it really comes down to this, at least for me, what is the real root cause of this problem? Is it all the idiots on the right? No, not really, because we know they're idiots. We know they're liars. We know they would bring harm if they could get away with it. So then why aren't they being dealt with? Well, who's in charge? We're in charge. So where's the DOJ? What's the AG doing? Why hasn't the FBI arrested some of these people and have them in jail until they get their...
What happened to Kurt? We didn't cut you off, Kurt. We don't know what happened.
Why is it, heaven forbid, if you're black, go in jail for the rest of your life? This is insane. Insane on top of insane. This is an insult to not just democracy, but all of us who are talking about this. Where is the active justice going to start? Where are they going to start demonstrating that it's really viable? I mean, I don't get it. I'm at a loss for words.
Well, Kurt, I would say there's some encouraging news, at least in the filings in the federal courts. We found out about this 1776 plan that apparently the Proud Boys had to effectively seize buildings. Now, the U.S. Capitol apparently was not on their targeted number of buildings, but when the mob's behind you, why not go for it, right? And above and beyond that, we have court filings from the federal courts, apparently evidence, I would call it, being offered that the plan was to trap Congress people in the tunnels and gas them there. That was the Proud Boys, the seditious conspiracy. So there is specific violent plans afoot, right? Now, what we don't know, Kurt, and there might be more that the Department of Justice knows. There's certainly no more that the J6 committee hearing committees know. They got copious notes. They got hours of thousand witnesses worth of testimony. But they also know where to point the DOJ. Hey, why don't you look on page 7 for this 20 minutes when Bill Barr says this? So I think the case is being laid out. I think the Department of Justice is doing what they can about the known conspiracies, the violent on-the-ground conspiracy of the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers. And I think when it's all laid out, we might find out the reason that Lauren Boebert and the Marjorie Taylor Greene haven't yet been scooped up. It's because there's much bigger fish to fry.
All right. Well, I'm not going
to. I'm starting to have more faith than I've had, you know, in the criminal justice system, all through the Mueller report, all that stuff, Kurt. I mean, it was all just wishful thinking, right? And it was all big letdown. But I have never seen anything laid out in the public like these hearings. These are criminal prosecutions happening for the benefit of the American people. And I get it. It's an investigatory body. They're not really prosecuting, but they're laying the groundwork. And they're convincing the American public, at least I think convincingly.
Yes.
67 to 70% of the American public is shocked at what's coming out of these hearings.
Kurt, and we do know that the Department of Justice has one, two, three, multiple grand juries looking into many of these issues. And, you know, they're not one to, you know, come out and start bragging about what they're finding. And I would also, talking about specifically Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene, perhaps some of these others who put their fellow congressmen's lives in danger. Think about Mark Meadows. He hasn't been charged yet. Certainly he probably should be. Hell, even with the contempt. But maybe they're not doing that yet because they're waiting to get the bigger picture, the bigger charge.
Or they're cooperating witnesses, and I don't think that's the case for Marjorie Taylor Greene or whoever that dumbass congresswoman, Boebert, thank you, from Colorado. But in the Mark Meadows case, I mean, this guy's goose is cooked. He could be spending years and years and years in a federal prison. John Eastman. Hell, Peter Navarro. If they're not turning state's evidence, they're going to be those guys losing their mattresses in prison, I suspect, Dom.
So, Kurt, I'm with you, man. It should be nice to see this happen a whole lot faster. And, you know, again, to see the disparity between, you know, how young, unarmed African-American men are treated in this country versus, you know, white congresswomen when they put people's lives in danger or not. But I am hopeful that Garland will do the right thing, and he's taking his time. And let's not forget, too, he came into this DOJ that was a mess. I mean, Jeffrey Clark is part of that DOJ, right? The guy who was going to take over, and he had Rosen and Donahue, these other guys that were, you know, pushing back against Trump. I mean, they had that department was in shambles. When Merrick Garland took over. So he's got to deal with his, you know, the internal operations of his own department, let alone going out and using their resources to prosecute and make sure justice is served. So I'm trying to be patient myself, man. I would suggest you do the same. I think we all should. And from what we've heard, the little bits that we've heard from Garland, if you read the tea leaves, hell, he's saying it outright. They're J6, their insurrection prosecutors are watching. He is watching. They are aware. And I would just like to throw out one other thing, and I thought it was interesting from this Salon article talking about, you know, Team Normal, quote unquote. Their reticence to do something other than watch from the sidelines led to Trump empowering Giuliani and the rogues gallery of misfits and weirdos who helped him spread the big lie that led to the insurrection. In many respects, I see that as like the American people not engaging in the political process, us not going to vote, and we don't vote, and we don't get involved, and hell, we don't have an educated vote. It's more than just showing up. You got to know what you're doing. You got to know what's talking about. That takes time and energy and effort, no doubt. And sometimes that means sacrifice to educate yourself and to engage. And I'm not one to go out there and say, hey, everybody, let's. I was never that person. But I cannot believe what is going on in this country. Because we do have Giuliani and a rogues gallery of misfits and weirdos that are now currently, as we speak, winning their primaries. It is it, we, the American people, get the government we deserve. So it's time for us to get our asses off of the sidelines and engage and not allow this to happen. Don't be reticent like quote-unquote Team Normal has been. Otherwise, we're going to get more of this.
Hey, Dominic. Fancy Brian sent us a little something from Reddit, I guess. Photo of Lauren Boebert's profile on Sugar Daddy Meat. What? I wonder if she ever met up with Trump on that thing. They went furniture shopping. You know how he does. Tic Tacs up and then take some furniture shopping. Come back. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take you all the way to quitting time and beyond. And you can always be a part. 844-967-2789. Well, I didn't mean you, CJ.
This is not normal.
When I say make America great again, it could never be done without you. Great people.
People against goodness and normalcy.
The Devil's Advocates. Radio for nasty women everywhere.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to The Devil's Advocates. Radio show phone lines open 844-967-2789.
You know, the link, I guess, what, Jeff or Evan or Brian, somebody shared a link apparently, reportedly, and I don't want to get T-boned on live radio, Dom, but what, Lauren Boebert's Sugar Daddy Meat site? Someone's got to fill in, flush out the details here for just a moment.
Are you sure that's not Matt Gaetz? I mean, what's going on here?
I was not able to open it, so I got to take someone else's word for it. What happened, Fancy Brian? What am I missing?
There are pictures released of her. I think they're model shoots. It's just in jeans and a what looks like a leopard print bra. Her hair is super highlighted with blonde. And she kind of looks like she's annoyed that she's taking the pictures in the first place.
Well, that's the way to catch sugar daddies, I hear.
It is.
I wouldn't know.
It's hard to say. I guess it does look like her hair is more blonde in this picture, and she's got quite the tattoos on her left side, including looks like a cross. So it's probably.
Well, I bet her current husband would know whether or not that's the current set of tattoos, right? You know, some things tell. Let's move on.
Well, let's do some updates here quickly.
More, please.
I got some. From the Business Insider, there were some court cases today. A federal judge Wednesday refused to throw out criminal contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, greenlighting a jury trial to proceed against the one-time Trump advisor over his defiance of the House committees investigating the January 6th attack.
My understanding, this is a Trump appointee. This federal judge, yes. Oh, I'm sorry to get ahead of the story, Dom.
Judge Carl Nichols rejected Bannon's arguments, challenging the validity of the House committee. Once again, this has been rejected. It's never been upheld. Not in my court. Anybody who challenges the validity of the House committee has failed in court 100% of the time. Bannon centered his argument in part on the structure of the 9-member House committee, noting that the resolution forming the congressional panel called for it to include a total of 13. But Nichols, as Crudy mentioned, a Trump appointee confirmed in 2019, this is a, you know, obviously recent appointee, said it was not a basis by which the court can or will dismiss the indictment. With that ruling, Nichols joined with another Trump appointee, Judge Tim Kelly, who had previously found that the House January 6th committee was validly constituted, in spite of not having the 13 members. Nichols acknowledged Wednesday that in the resolution, it said the House shall include 13, including 5 appointed under consultation with the minority leader. But citing Supreme Court precedent, Nichols said shall, quote unquote, could also be construed to mean should, will, or may. In his decision Wednesday, Nichols said he was giving great weight to the House's interpretation of its own rules concerning the J6 committee. He said the House effectively ratified its view of the J6 committee validity with three subsequent referrals recommending that former White House counsel Chief of Staff Meadows, along with Scavino and Navarro, face criminal prosecution over their own decisions to defy the congressional investigation. It concludes that the Business Insider, Bannon's defense attorney David Schoen, on Wednesday indicated he might seek to delay the July 18th trial based on recent talk of criminal charges linked to the January 6th attack and efforts to overturn the election.
It's very obvious.
It's fairly obvious. So you got to go forward. You know, this has again been rejected by a Trump-appointed federal judge. They can make their own rules. And by the way, you got to show up. Oh, maybe his own attorney, Bannon's own attorney, says, well, maybe we should delay this because there's talk of criminal charges related to the J6 attack. Thanks, counsel. And then one more, if I may, from CBSNews.com. New York's highest court on Tuesday rejected former President Donald Trump's last-ditch effort to avoid testifying in the state's attorney general's civil investigation into his business practices, clearing the way for his deposition next month. The state's Court of Appeals said there was no substantial constitutional question that would warrant its intervention in the matter following an intermediate appellate court's ruling last month enforcing the subpoena. The court also dismissed a motion by Trump's lawyers to stay the subpoenas, saying that doing so would be academic since it wasn't taking up the former president's appeal in the first place. Lose, lose, loser's going to lose, man. Bannon, Trump getting their ass kicked in court today. Hello, frickin' Lula.
Hallelujah. 844-967-2789. If you're patient, we shall get to you, CJ. I promise we shall. I want to throw one more headline out.
Shall, would, maybe, would, could, shoulda, woulda, coulda.
We shall. Here's a headline, Dom. What did Pence know? And when did he know it? Now, tomorrow, the J6 hearings, they turn their attention to the pressure campaign on Mike Pence. And tomorrow, we're going to find out, when did the vice president know that this was the plan, that the coup was afoot? And if we believe some of the earlier reporting we've thrown out for the record in the audience today, Dom, Pence was being pressured on multiple fronts, right? Pence was being pressured. And if he was being pressured, and effectively his counsel wrote a letter back, you know, for Pence to do this, I mean, would pressure, be illegal.
Groomed, I mean, whatever.
So anyways, Pence is being pressured to do things he might be uncomfortable with that were illegal. And the pressuring of someone, you know, once you've been informed, it's legal. You know, it's a governmental function. It's not like trying to get your mom to take you to Chuck E. Cheese. You know what I mean? It's a different sort of pressure. But didn't Pence have a role, you know, as a constitutional officer? Didn't he have a role to tell the American people he was being under, you know, he's being pressured in this way? And we read from the Salon piece, the co-conspirators, those that would be involved in this, the little stinky fish. Well, Pence is being played the hero in some way, shape, or form.
None of them are heroes.
Truly a hero.
No.
Because I mean, he didn't come out and publicly say,
Exactly.
The guy's trying to put a coup against me. And I mean, that's going to be a scary moment. Pence, you know, didn't crap his pants, at least not publicly, reportedly.
The weak. Scary how? You know, if you're the vice president of the United States and the president is trying to groom you for insurrection and a coup, yeah, I think you could react in just about any way you want to. And the way he chose to react was like the way those wusses in the White House and Team Normal chose to react. And that is to kind of just, you know, slide along and maybe this will pass. No, this will not pass.
Well, Pence probably didn't know it was their intent to hang them high. Come back with us. The Hump Day Happier Happy Hour. Be happy. And we shall get to you, CJ, eventually. We shall.
There's a special place in hell
for Republicans who should know better.
And they weren't there for him. They were there for me.